Live from a closet in Los Angeles, California, this is YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. Please excuse the muffles. When Blunt member Iris Sangiovanni was 8 years old, her dad became homeless for 6 months after her parents divorced. A few years later, she had the chance to talk with him about his experience. This conversation exposes the myths and stereotypes that we have about homeless people. Why else would it be on YouthCast? Iris even realizes after talking to her dad how much of the advice that he gave her came from his experience. After listening to this, and I say this in a very unsappy way, I had to take a moment and reflect on my own life, and I felt grateful for what I had. So thank you, Iris and Robert Sangiovanni, for sharing this story with such a large audience. This is Homelessness. It could happen to anyone, even my dad, by Iris Sangiovanni of Blunt Youth Radio.
In the current recession, I've heard about many people who have lost their jobs and can no longer afford their mortgages. Seems now, more than ever, people are on the verge of being homeless. A lot of people think of homeless people as panhandlers, drunks, and just plain crazy, but my own dad was homeless. Back in 2004, my dad was homeless for 6 months, right after he and my mom got divorced. I was around 8 at the time, and my sister was 6. Just recently, I met up with my dad in a park in downtown Portland, and I asked him about his experience and what kinds of people he met when he was homeless.
Well, you meet really all different kinds of people with all different kinds of backgrounds. I met professional people that had either lost their job or they went through a divorce and lost their house. Maybe their landlord just decided to kick them out, or they couldn't pay the rent 1 month because of a health bill or something of that nature. But you meet people of all different races, all different economic backgrounds, social backgrounds. And I found, like, yes, I'm college educated and I have some advantages that other people don't have. Aren't I lucky that I could be just passing through a shelter and that this isn't going to be, you know, a long-term thing for me? And that's part of what motivated me to try to get out of the situation, is because I thought that I could and I wanted to. You know, I had you and your sisters to think about, and that was an incredible motivator.
As all fathers do, my dad imparted a lot of lessons to me. What I didn't realize at the time is that these lessons came from my dad's experience being homeless. He taught me to be grateful for things often taken for granted, like a simple car ride from my parents or a compliment from a friend. Now that I know my dad was homeless, I understand that anyone can be, and that is why I try to treat everyone with respect. So that's what I got out of my dad's experience, and I wanted to know what he learned from it.
What lessons did you learn from this experience?
I think I learned to appreciate, you know, the small gifts in life. Somebody buying you a meal, somebody buying you some coffee, somebody spending time with you. Those are really important things, and I guess it made me a little bit less of a materialist. You know, in that I learned how to live without things for so long that now I can't quite muster the energy to make the money to go buy them. I learned really the simple values of life, the simple joys. Being able to sleep in your own bed with your own door that you can lock if you have to. Being able to take your own shower when you want to and not worry that someone's going to knock on the door and tell you your time's up. Being able to go to the bathroom and not stress out because there's 6 people in line waiting. Being able to have a life that you want to have in the simplest terms. And I pray for people that are homeless that they can get through it and not let it eat them up, because it's tough.
He sat at home for the past 5 years, so when I asked him how he overcame this obstacle, I was surprised by his response.
So how did you finally overcome this?
Well, honestly, Iris, it's not over. What I've realized in my life is that I look around and I think I see my life as kind of an illusion. I think a lot of people are not that far from homelessness. And I try to remember that, is what I'm trying to say. Is that I don't for 1 minute ever think that it couldn't be me tomorrow. I try to keep it real, and for me, the way our society is now, a lot of people are going belly up. I mean, their personal finances are just not in order. People are living way out of their means. So as far as I would you know, urge people to just reconsider how you think about street people and people that are homeless, because we're all one or two bad happenings away from being homeless.
From Blunt Youth Radio, I'm Iris Sangiovanni.
That was Homelessness. It Could Happen to Anyone, Even My Dad, by Iris Sangiovanni of Blunt Youth Radio. The Maine Association of Broadcasters awarded Iris's reporting first place in its radio features category. And this was not a special youth category. This was for the whole state of Maine. So congratulations, Iris, for representing the kind of thoughtful writing and stories that young people are making.
For Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth producers and the audio they create. Check it out at generationprx.org.
Youthcast.org is our website. Visit us to hear past episodes and listen to web-only interviews with featured producers. It's the greatest website on the internet. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Talk to you soon.